Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Iris, I-R-I-S, Mercado, M-E-R-C-A-D-O. Iris Mercado is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/21/22. Bitchy fell on a wet floor, landing on her back and hands. Bitchy hit her head with no loss of consciousness. Bitchy believes she injured her lower back and hand and was seen at the emergency room the following day. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of, quote, 5 discs, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and completed her course of active treatment in approximately December 2023, period, new paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Mercado was seen at urgent care on 8/9/22. With diagnosis of sprain of the lumbar spine and pelvis, as well as right shoulder. Period. She was referred for a lumbar MRI due to lumbar radicular signs and was kept on activity modifications. Period. She stated they noted she was originally seen there on 7/26/22. And the last visit before this current one was 8/2/22. Period. She still complained of high levels of pain. Period. Follow up at Inspira continued through 9/22/22. Period. She was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 9/19/22 and found multi-level marginal osteophytes along the lumbar vertebrae. But there was no spondylolisthesis, and there was normal vertebral alignment. But there was also multi-level facet arthropathy and flavum hypertrophy, also seen contributing to canal and foraminal narrowing, most prominent at L3-4 and L4-5 levels. But there was no acute / subacute observed vertebral compression or wedging at this time, and there are no acute marrow changes. But within the body of the report, it describes various sizes of disc herniation at every level from L1 through S1. Period. The paragraph, she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner on 1/12/23. Period. She had previously been seen on 11/22/22 when he referred her for physical therapy. Period. She had since attended physical therapy in the interim. Period. He describes the MRI at L3-4 shows degenerative disc disease with a broad bulging disc along with hypertrophic facet joints and thickened ligamentum flavum causing moderate spinal stenosis. Pair the L4-5 level showed degenerative disc disease with a broad herniated disc with an annular fissure and hypertrophic facet joints causing moderate central and bilateral stenosis. Period. He also learned that after the event of 7/21/22, she was injured again in a personal motor vehicle accident on 11/4/22. Period. On that occasion, she was driving her car and was rear-ended by another vehicle. Period. She complained her low back pain had been even worse since this car accident and now also offered upper back pain between her shoulder blades as a symptom. Period. She then relates on 1/3/23, she was on break at work and slipped while walking outside in snow. Period. She landed on her back and hit the back of her head. Period. She had a low back injury and a concussion. Period. She was treated at Inspira urgent care but did not have any physical therapy or injections or an MRI. Period. She says she continued working full duty after this injury. but continued with lower back pain. And underline this, that injury is not 1-3-23, it's 1-3-22. Period. Dr. Kirshner had her continue with physical therapy. Period. She did come under the pain management care of Dr. Perkins beginning 7-10-23. Period. Actually, before that, Dr. Catalano discharged her from care to full duty effective 4-27-23 with his last visit on 3-15-23. She then did see Dr. Perkins in pain management consultation beginning 7-10-23. Period. She noted an addendum to the lumbar MRI from 2-1-23 and a thoracic MRI from 4-12-23. She also described a cervical MRI from 2-1-23. All of these will be inserted here. Period. Dr. Perkins recommended an epidural injection at L3-4. Period. She opined the MRI from the lumbar spine report with her symptoms and dermatomal pattern correlates with her multi-level disc pathology, most notably at L4-5 with L4 nerve compression. Here they then did pursue lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. Dr. Perkins monitored her progress through 12-11-23. Period. She presented for medication refills and her activity tolerance had improved. Period. She observed the last drug screen was inconsistent as no medication or metabolites were identified. Period. Nevertheless, she requested medication / analgesic refills that were to be forwarded to her pharmacy and would be filed electronically after compliance and safety was confirmed by reviewing her state PMP and urine screen reports. She was sent to follow up in 1 month. Period. After the initial visit, the petitioner then declined epidural injection on several other occasions. Period. New paragraph. She had continued to be seen by Dr. Kirshner and his colleagues concurrent with physical therapy. Period. The final visit was on 10-10-23 when he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. He placed her on a no lifting restriction of more than 25 pounds on a permanent basis. Period. He alluded to an FCE completed on 9-26-23. Period. He concluded there were no spinal surgery recommendations and she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He did observe she had two subsequent injuries following her work injury on 7-21-22. Period. There was a motor vehicle accident on 11-4-22, which worsened her low back pain. Period. She also had a fall on 1-21-23 that worsened her low back pain again. Period. After comparing the MRI from 9-19-22 to the new MRI of the lumbar spine in 2-2-23, there were no new objective findings. Period. He did write, however, on 5-25-23, she accepted a cervical epidural injection. And on 6-3-23, an epidural steroid injection to the lumbar spine. Bradley reviewed an FCE done at Atlantic Kinematics on 9/26/23. Bradley showed submaximum effort throughout the exam. Bradley determined at a minimum she was capable of working in the light-medium physical demand category with a lifting restriction of 25 pounds. Bradley also referenced an lower extremity EMG on 4/21/23 that showed left L4 radiculopathy per the note of Dr. Manabat, M-A-N-A-B-A-T, on 6/9/23. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show the petitioner, in fact, was seen at the emergency room on 7/10/22 at Boston Medical Center. Period. She was prescribed Tylenol with codeine. Period. She was already taking ribavirin. Period. She had presented to this emergency room after a motor vehicle accident that day. Period. She complained of back and upper lip pain. Period. Her final diagnosis was thoracic back pain. Period. They wrote physical exam of the back, found no CVA tenderness, comma, normal inspection, comma, and no scoliosis. Period. Neurologically, she was intact. Period. Physical, scratch that. This was obviously very shortly before the subject event of 7/21/22. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, hands, elbows, wrists, normal, shoulders, wrists, normal, lower extremities, normal, cervical, normal, thoracic, normal, lumbosacral, supine, straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 80 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 7/21/22, Iris Mercado reportedly slipped and fell at work. Period. She belatedly sought treatment at urgent care on 7/22/22. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic and then underwent a lumbar MRI on 9/19/22. Period. On 11/4/22, she was involved in a personal motor vehicle accident, after which she complained of increased back pain. Period. At the visit with Dr. Kirshner on 11/22/22, she reported a prior injury on 1/3/22. Period. She was on break at work when she slipped while walking outside in snow. Period. She landed on her back and hit the back of her head. Period. She said it was a lower back injury and concussion. Period. She had been to the emergency room with no follow-up treatment. Period. She did participate in physical therapy. Period. He monitored her progress over the next several months. Period. She also accepted an epidural injection. Period. Ms. Mercado sustained subsequent injuries that involved not only her lower back, but also the cervical spine. Period. She did accept at least a single epidural injection to this region. Period. She was deemed not to be a surgical candidate. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Mercado was unimpressive. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Although supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back tenderness, there were no radicular complaints, making this response clinically inconsequential. Period. There were no neural tension signs. Pictured full range of motion of all four extremities and cervical and thoracic spines. Period. In paragraph, regardless of cause, I would offer 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. It is clear she had pre-existing multi-level degenerative changes. Period. She also had been involved in an accident on 7-10-12 in which she injured her lower back. Period. She certainly may have sustained an exacerbation of underlying degenerative changes at that point. Period. It is also evident that she provided submaximal effort on her FCE consistent with symptom magnification. Period. Accordingly, this assessment is unrelated to the event of 7-21-22. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, left arm, comma, or mid-back. Period. End.